The title of my talk is Field Phenotyping and Genome-Wide Association Analysis in Spinach. I'm Gajendra Bhattarai from Department of Horticulture at University of Arkansas. The objective of this work was to screen for downy mildew resistance in the USDA germplasm in field, or like we just did not inoculate with any inoculum sources. We're just like screening with the natural inoculum, and to conduct an association analysis and to identify QTLs. Spinach belong to Amaranthaceae family. It's a diploid crop with 6 chromosomes. It's a dioecious crop, so we can see like separate male and female plant over there on top. The genome size is considerably or relatively larger, almost 1 GB, and there is an increasing demand of spinach in the US and around the world. In general, like, we know like people use spinach for as a salad, but if you go like different part of the world, they eat spinach in different form, from like depending on the people and the regions of the world. China is the largest producer of spinach. It outnumbers many of the other remaining countries. US ranks second, but it's like there's a wide gap. The production side in United States, price is rising. For last 10 decades, we can see like a little bit increasing in price. However, the area and production, it's almost constant, almost, for the last 10 decades. Downy mildew is an most important disease of spinach. It's important because like it causes like 20-30% of production loss. And it's caused by an obligate oomycete, Formospora farinosa. The latent period is 6 to 8 days. And it's dispersed with wind and rain. You can see the picture over here. There are some patches of downy mildew infection. So in the real field, like, the crew member goes over there and they uproot all those infected leaves and infected plant, and the harvester machine goes the next day, and they harvest and package, and we get spinach without disease in the market. Otherwise, we will not buy, I guess. We will not buy spinach for salad, if they are diseased. So that's the challenge and opportunities for a breeder. So the symptom over here is chlorosis, necrosis, and sporulation. After a few days of infection, if we check the lower side of the leaf, we can easily see patches of downy mildew sporulations. It looks gray or blue kind of color, and they will be like fuzzy, like spongy kind of thing. And in greenhouse inoculation, after greenhouse inoculation, we can easily observe the sporulation right here on the center picture. I just took it last week. In spinach, qualitative resistance have been explored and have been utilized for a long time, for particularly different races. But we are now, in this time, we are interested in identifying and screening for quantitative resistance, and then use the quantitative resistance loci in breeding purpose. Crop rotation and drip irrigation are recommended to lower the disease pressure, but it's kind of difficult for the growers to practice because they cultivate spinach down from California to Yuma, Arizona, in regular interval throughout the year. So they say it's difficult to rotate, and we can use fungicide to control disease, but 40% are organic, so it's not an option for them. So we have to breed cultivars with resistance. It's very diverse crop, diverse disease. In last 10 year or 15 year, we have observed more than 10 new races of downy mildew. So far, 16 races are identified and recorded or documented. Of the 16, 10 or so were emerged in the last 10 years, 10 to 15 years. So it's a great challenge for spinach industry. And the distribution race is distribution of the races are shown over here. they fluctuate every year because what you use, the resistant material, whatever you use, the other races predominates in that region. So the race or distribution of races are different. So we aim to use the quantitative resistance at this time, or like use both screen for quantitative resistance, identify the resistant loci, and use both to pyramid, or use the quantitative resistant loci background along with the dominant resistance loci. This is a quick overview of what we do for screening in the greenhouse. For qualitative trait or qualitative resistance, it's easy to clearly, it's easy to distinguish resistant and susceptible. You can see over there in the picture. But we are now, like this chapter, like this work is mostly focused on the quantitative trait, so I'll be like discussing more on that. What we are doing is we are evaluating the germplasm in the natural condition, phenotype those for disease response, and then genotype the same panel and conduct an association analysis to identify the resistance loci. So what we did, we phenotyped 450 spinach accessions from these 450 are subset of diverse USDA germplasm collection. They are originally from 35 different countries, and we evaluated them in two different locations, one in California, Salinas, and then other in Yuma, Arizona. We evaluate for we finished year one evaluation, and what we are planning, we will evaluate the same trial this year in summer in California and in December in Yuma. We phenotyped in both locations. Disease severity score is 0 to 100%, and we observed a wide range of disease response, susceptible and resistant on quantitative scale. And here I'm reporting on the table top 10 resistant and susceptible lines that we'll use. The resistant line will be used to create bipenetrant population and conduct QTL analysis in the future. But for now, we'll use this association panel to identify the linked or associated loci using genome-wide association analysis. The second part is genotyping. And we have submitted all those accessions for whole genome resequencing, a 10x coverage, and this will allow us to develop and generate millions of SNPs in a few months. I think we'll get the data sometime in September. And then this will allow us to conduct an association analysis and identify the candidate or putative resistant loci. But for now, I'm just presenting some analysis. I used GBS-derived SNP marker. We have around 4,000 SNP marker using from GBS data. So I used those SNP marker and conducted an association analysis in TESL and identified, I've listed 10 SNP marker that were highly significant. They showed LOT values more than 2.5 on all of the model, all of the tested model. And these markers will be suitable for marker-assisted selection. However, we will be conducting an association analysis with millions of other markers that would allow us to identify the candidate loci or nearby markers. I would like to conclude after second year evaluation, we should be able to identify more candidate loci. And these candidate loci will allow or will help us to conduct marker assisted selection and pyramiding approach in the near future. I would like to acknowledge my advisor, Dr. Anansi, he's over here, and my other committee members, Dr. Jim Correll, Department of Horticulture Head, Dr. Mackey, and my students, and my graduate student friends. The funding source is USDA SERI and USDA SEMP. Thank you. I'm okay to take questions.
Did you see a lot of variation in resistance within
that's the target. We planted like around 10 spinach lines from each accession, and then pulled them together and submitted for sequencing.
So you
pulled DNA of 10 accessions, and we'll be targeting for homozygous SNPs later. And any more questions? We have a few minutes left.
You had spinach from 35 different countries. Was there an origin of resistance that you found? Was there a place where more resistant varieties seemed to come from?
Can you repeat the question again, please?
Was there a place that was the origin of some of your resistant spinach? Or no?
No, they are like mostly dispersed from somewhere from like Mediterranean region, and they are like, you know, kind of dispersed like some other places as well, but many were from Mediterranean region. We have 2 more minutes. Sure.
Do you want to combine those QTOs into a single genotype? And if yes, how do you want to do it? I mean, you are mapping QTOs, right? Resistant.
Yeah, continue, please.
Yeah, and then after you map them, what do you plan doing?
So that will be like over here, like we'll be identifying QTLs based on association panel. We'll try to map them using QTL panel, like, you know, create segregating population, map them separately, and then, like, you know, use the marker resistance selection to add into a single cultivar if they are, like, you know, if they are different.
So you need to develop molecular markers for marker-assisted selection for each QTL?
Right. But we'll get the things like, you know, from association panel, association analysis. We'll get like, you know, what markers will be like, you know, more associated with those, and we can, you know, find like, you know, go more near because we have sequenced all the accessions, so we can like, you know, identify more maybe. So I can take one question more. 1 minute left. Yeah, please.
Did you use a detached leaf assay? So you got baby spinach and put it on a petri dish and you inoculated there?
So that I just saw that like in one of the picture. Yeah, we did detached leaf assay, but not for this, like, you know, analysis. This trial. Okay. These were like in Yuma and Arizona and then California, Salinas, in the real field, in the open field, like, you know, to make the same situation is like, you know, what the growers get disease. Mm-hmm. So we want to like, you know, evaluate the real field condition.
Okay.